Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming has released the results of her review of an officer-involved shooting between CHP Officer Stephen Curtis and Killian O'Quinn. Curtis had pulled over a vehicle driven by O'Quinn on Old Navy Base Road on November 1st of last year, a traffic stop that ended in gunfire and resulted in O'Quinn's death. Fleming has determined that Curtis was justified in his use of deadly force when he fired several rounds at O'Quinn after O'Quinn pulled out a .45 caliber handgun during the stop. There were four other people in the car at the time, and both they and witnesses at the scene corroborate the officer's version of the events. The officer's in-car video recorded the event as well, and Curtis suffered a gunshot wound to the thigh during the exchange of gunfire. An autopsy determined that O'Quinn died as a result of multiple gunshot wounds, and blood tests determined that his blood alcohol content was twice the legal limit. The sheriff's office is searching for as many as five suspects, wanted in connection with a home invasion robbery that began in Benbow and ended with the victim left stranded at a remote location in southern Humboldt. The victim said three white men and two black men, who had arrived in a lifted black pickup truck, robbed him of cash and then forced him into his own vehicle and drove him to a remote location, where they forced him out. The victim was able to walk to a nearby spot and call for help, and his abandoned vehicle was later recovered under the Dean Creek Bridge. The suspects remain at large. It was about 5:30 yesterday morning when deputies were called to the Garberville Town Square on a report of an assault. They located a man who had suffered life-threatening injuries and who was later flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. Deputies located two suspects by following a trail of blood to a local residence, where they contacted 22-year-old Zachary Brown and a juvenile male. Deputies determined that the two men were involved in the altercation, and both were arrested for felony assault. The Marine Mammal Education and Research Program at Humboldt State University will receive $98,000 in federal grant funding to expand its marine mammal survey work along the northern coast. The money comes from nearly $300,000 in grants announced by Congressman Jared Huffman as part of an ongoing effort to educate the public and improve the response to stranded marine mammals on local beaches. The North Coast Marine Mammal Center in Crescent City will get funding as well, just over $33,000, for its reporting surveys and community outreach and education. Jordan Christmas has news from the Eureka Police Department.
The Eureka Police Department's volunteer vehicle abatement team has been successful since they began in January, as they've removed 200 abandoned cars from city streets. Now the police department will launch a new volunteer group this Friday, the Graffiti Removal and Abatement Team. The program will put volunteers into small teams as they remove graffiti from public property, and in some cases, will help owners of private property remove graffiti as well. Volunteers will begin working this Friday, and for those interested in volunteering, can contact the Eureka Police Department.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills will talk about crime, its causes, its impacts, how it's trending across various neighborhoods, and what crimes are being committed and where. Over the past several months, the Eureka Police Department has conducted an outreach and survey of residents, elected officials, and business owners about their greatest concerns. Mills said that the results from those meetings and surveys are now part of the department's overall strategy to address crime rates in the city.
We had a couple of community meetings with business leaders as well as the community members themselves, people that were willing to come in and sit down and kind of do a focus group. We also talked with online. We had 221 people fill out a survey online. We took the results of the survey and used it to make policy.
Mills and his command staff have held regular meetings with residents and community leaders and both formally and informally been able to gather data and information about what the community wants, from better relationships with patrol officers to a better focus on community concerns like property crime.
You know, we want greater access to the officers. We have enough access to the chief and to the captains. Now we want greater access to the officers. I thought that was powerful. Then we also asked things like, okay, what are your greatest problems in terms of crime? Overwhelmingly, it was residential burglaries.
Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills discussed crime, crime rates, and the department's goals. You can listen to the entire Talk Shop interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.